And on this gloomy, rainy Tuesday afternoon, we're going to head on over to Appleton, to the Appleton Public Library with Cindy Hendricks, but it's not rainy and gloomy in the Appleton Public Library, is it, Cindy?
It is always bright and sunshiny in the library.
I set you up for that, so.
I know. That's what I like about working with you, is you're always so upbeat about everything. So,
yeah, well. But it was rainy and gloomy, especially in the morning here. Man, we got, I think by noon it was like almost 1.5 inches of rain here in Madison, so.
I know. I don't know how much we've received, but there's quite a bit here, too.
I had a early morning meeting at La Caparra Valley High School, and when I came out of the high school, I thought, I can make it to my car without getting too wet. Well, I was drenched by the time I got to my car. It was crazy.
Well, I was just talking to George, our children's librarian, and I'm like one of these uber prepared people in my car. Like, I always have food. Yep. I have a survival kit. I have a raincoat, an umbrella. I mean, I have, you name it, I pretty much have it in my vehicle. But do you think I used my umbrella to come in today? No. I just have a little raincoat that I wore. So I'm just saying, just because you think you're prepared, well.
Yeah. You gotta use it.
Yes, that's right.
We needed the moisture, that's for sure. So.
Yes.
All right. What's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, we've had a lot of things happening. In fact, today at 1 o'clock, we had Police Chief Cedric Borsgaard was here talking about online and personal safety. Tomorrow, we have a tiny art contest after school with the kids. And on Thursday, Prairie 5 will be here with Laura Thomas for any of your aging questions or help. We, on the 23rd of April, have a heat press or mug and water bottle class at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then I guess we are showing a film for a gal. Anyway, and so that was in the newspaper. She's originally from here, and it's just a short film on small towns. Actually, it was a film that she created called The Greater Cumberland County Cooking Show. So it's just a 30-minute film, I think, anyway, at 5:30 on the 23rd. And like I said, we just have so many things going on all the time here. We still have our second and fourth Thursday with Julia with our tech time. If you have any tech questions or need some tech help, she's here to help you. And she will be here on the 25th of April, so that's next week. And our book club will meet on the 29th to talk about the book Saturday Night at the Lakeside Supper Club by J. Ryan Stradell. In what are we reading, I kind of like to talk a little bit about our online ordering system.
Sure.
We order books for people that we don't have, because, of course, we could never hold all the books ever written in the world.
Yeah.
We try.
Yep.
We do our best. But, you know, part of belonging to a library system is it opens up the world to everyone for ordering materials. And so one wonderful thing that we have is we order materials from other libraries in our system, and then we order materials throughout the state and sometimes throughout the United States. And so that system is called MinLink, and they are migrating to a new system.
Oh.
So if you have ever ordered books outside of our library system, this on the 30th of April is when the switch is going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're warning people for the next kind of couple of weeks that if you do order some materials from the outside, we're going to need to keep a close eye on them. Because once that new system, they're going to like flip a switch on the 30th of April, and that's when we might need to reorder them again with the new system. And we're not sure, you know, specifically how the whole thing is going to work yet. But I'm sure it will be something, you know, we're all going to be receiving training on this so that we can help our public. It's nothing to, you know, be a panic about. You still have your library service. We'll still be ordering materials from outside our system. It just might be a different format and a different way to do it.
Okay.
And we're here to help. So don't worry about it. Just maybe keep track of what you are ordering for the next couple of weeks because we might need to reorder them.
Right.
So, nothing panic-stricken or anything,
right.
But it's, change is good, you know. I mean, it really is, because it opens our eyes to so many other possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what this new system will bring. It might bring us more books,
yes,
more
sir.
Access, quicker,
right.
You know. It could bring us a lot of wonderful things. And I tend to look at the positive, I guess,
yep.
In everything. But I just want to give people a heads up with that, because it is going to be a change.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have some adjustment period. But like I said, you know, here in Appleton, they're going to offer an initial training, and then there'll be a video that we can all watch if you can't attend that. And so that's what the staff are going to be doing. We'll all be prepared to help our public, because that's important to us.
Right.
It's very important to us.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know before we went on the air here, I talked to you. I asked you to find a book for me, if you could get a book for me. You said you would, and you're trying. But is this part of that switchover too, possibly? Or?
No.
Oh, that's a different thing. Okay.
That is based on sometimes when we, you know, not all books are we able to find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's rare. I would say there's probably about 2 to 5 items that I order throughout the year that we can never get.
Hmm.
I mean, that's super low, because we really order a lot of materials
right.
from other places, and we have a lot ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when a request is denied, it's based on demand. So that means in other libraries, there is such a demand for that book that they aren't willing to loan it out to anybody else other than their home library.
Okay.
And that's what I believe happened with the book that you're talking about.
Okay.
Because I think that it's really been talked about. I've seen it, you know, even online, and I believe it's due to the popularity of it.
Right. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good. Thanks for clearing that up.
Sure,
and yeah,
sure.
Sometimes change is hard for people at times, isn't it?
It is. Change is very hard. I mean, I know that. I mean, look at in the last year, I've had to experience a lot of change just by moving to this new space.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some things that we've had to say goodbye to because we don't have it. Not having the city office right across the way from me, oh my goodness. We were so dependent on, I need this kind of pen. I need this. I need that.
Yeah.
and we just love them to pieces because they're so good to us.
Right.
I mean, they just are. The city is just awesome for us, you know. And so we miss them because, you know, you get so dependent on so many things.
Right.
So I totally get about change.
Yeah. Change is good, though.
But it's good.
Yep.
It's so good.
Yep.
And that's what you have to concentrate on, because you can't always go back and do things the way you used to.
Right.
You just can't.
Okay. Where are you located, and when's the library open?
Oh, we are located at 50 East Rooney Avenue, and our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681, or, you know, check us out on Facebook, our website at Appleton Public Library. I believe it's appletonpubliclibrary.lib.mn.us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Sounds good. Well,
lots of options.
Right. All right. Thank you, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.